All right, how are we doing this morning? Another tough road game against another divisional opponent. So, you know, we really guys are getting focused in on what we're trying to do to get accomplished this week and handle the mismatches and all the things that they do offensively. They're a good offensive football team that really got to pay attention to the details of the different things that they're going to try to expose. Questions?
How do you account for the possibility of losing Floyd for an extended period of time?
Well, you know, We've rotated guys in. Tom has really stepped up, done a nice job for us inside. Ellison has stepped up. I mean, he came in last week, didn't play a lot of plays, but he filled in and played some plays for us inside. So we kind of use a three-man rotation inside, and those guys, you know, the more that he's picked up, and I think he'll be even picking up more of what we're doing defensively this week, should be able to help us a little bit more as far as reps inside.
Have you seen Johnson grow over the last few weeks?
No doubt about it. I mean, just even from last year, the production he was able to put in last year, and, you know, his time has increased. He played a lot in the preseason, and that's sort of, you know, carried over. We've repped him probably more reps per game than we did last year, you know, coming out of last year. So I think he's used to it. He stepped in and did a nice job for us last week, and we look forward to him just keep continuing to progress.
How do you prepare for a guy like Matt Forte, who just – never leaves the field? He's on for every situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's exceptional. I mean, he's good with the ball in his hands, whether it's a running play or whether he's catching it coming out of the backfield, or they'll put him out in the slot. I mean, yards after the catch, he's excellent in. I mean, last year, I think he led everybody in the league as far as catches. But he's someone that we definitely got to pay attention to and be disciplined as far as the leverage of the coverages that we're playing on him and, you know, just the different aspects of what he brings to the ball game.
Eric Kendricks was just named the Rookie of the Month for October. When you guys drafted him, were you expecting this kind of immediate success?
Well, we like the skill set that we saw on tape with him coming out of college. We know it's an adjustment coming into this league, but, like, you know, we talked about it. He's been able to handle what we've thrown at him, and from that aspect of it, he's gotten better each week. He learns from his mistakes. He does a good job of studying and transferring from the classroom to the field, so you know, we're glad he is where he is, but we also realize, you know, it's a team sport, and I think he'll tell you that. You know, he's got a lot of good veterans around him that have helped him, and that's a big part of who we are on defense, is everybody working together to do, you know, to accomplish the goal that we're set out for each week.
Can you elaborate? They're working together in the nickel package and the way that he and
Yeah, well, you know, every team is different each week offensively, and you've got to sort of come in each week and turn the page, the different matchups that they create, the different formations, motions, adjustments, what we're doing to try to take away what it is they're doing, whether it's attacking protections, whether it's, you know, passing off coverages underneath. So I think as a whole, I think everybody's done a good job of communicating and working through those things and knowing where everybody's got to be. I mean, we talk about accountability, you know, to each other, and that's one thing I think we've done a pretty decent job of here starting out.
Does the relationship that he had with Bart from college, does that play a big part?
I think it does. I mean, I think it's helped him feel more comfortable quicker because he's got somebody in-house that he does know. But I give him the credit of coming in and with his work habits and all those things that make him the player that he is. I mean, he's done a great job of studying. I mean, Coach Adam Zimmer's done a great job preparing him each week. So I think he got a good understanding of what we're trying to do schematically and how we're trying to use him, and the different things that we're trying to take away from week to week.
What did Chad's first sack to start the run of seven do for the team and kind of the plays that he's been able to be in on?
Well, I think Chad, he was on an add-on. He did a nice job coming, and he saw the open lane and triggered. He didn't even think a second about it. I mean, it was a great reaction by him. And from there, you know, I think it just kind of the different packages and the different things that they were doing that, you know, we were able to take advantage of schematically what we had planned for him in a ball game.
It seemed like a lot of the blitzes you ran kind of went towards Brian Robinson's side. Does he just do a good job at taking up offensive linemen, or why is that?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's a part of what we had game planned for that specific team. I mean, now we're on to a different team, and it'll be totally different this week. So I don't think it was aimed at a specific person. I think, again, it goes back to every guy within the call was doing their job, and we can't tell who's going to come free, but they were doing their job, and it was able for all of us to be successful on it.
You guys fell behind early, but how nice was it to see the defense settle in and not give up many points?
That was very good, absolutely very good. Coach, like you said, I mean, they were ahead of us 14 in a hurry. And, you know, kind of after they got out of 15 and Things sort of settled down. Guys, you know, recognize, all right, these are the new things that we're seeing this week. These are the things they have to adjust to, and they did a nice job with that. So, I mean, that can happen from week to week. So we go in thinking we're going to get one thing, and, you know, something shows up that, you know, we really hadn't seen.
How much more effective has Linvall been this season?
I think he's been very consistent in everything we've asked him to do. He's definitely a big cog inside. He's you know, excellent in the run game. He's getting pushed in a pocket in a pass game. So, I mean, I think we're elated where he is right now and just look for him to continue to keep getting better and improve. He's somebody that is definitely accountable from day to day, from week to week, that you can count on and don't have to worry about, you know, anything as far as him doing his job. So I think he's stepped it up coming from last year to this year. I think you can see the improvement. I know he missed a lot of time last year with injuries and those things, but he's been very solid, you know, more than solid this year. I think he's had an exceptional first half here of the season.
How has Trey been progressing so far this season?
He's been progressing good. I you know, we're getting him ready from week to week, and just depending on the matchups and playing him through the matchups and those kind of things from week to week. But he's another one. He's still grinding, and we're still working with him, and he's improving, and we just got to keep working with him. And, you know, from week to week, we never know which matchup or what's the best, you know, skill sets to get out there to stop what an offense is trying to do to us. So we're just asking him to keep working the fundamentals and the techniques that we're doing, and he's been doing a good job of that.
There any pressure to get him more involved, especially with the amount of playing time all the other rookies are getting?
Right now, our biggest thing is we want to give ourselves the best opportunity to win. And from week to week, it's going to be different. And guys are going to come to practice. They're going to compete. We're going to use their different skill sets and the different packages. And our biggest thing is to get the best people out there to help us win.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.